1372 order. We already know each other. We've already introduced ourselves to each other. Representative Stevenson, do you have a motion?
I do. Madam Chair, I move that the Conference Committee reconsider the motion from May 11th, adopting the Conference Committee report on House File 1370.
All right. Any discussion? All those in favor? Representative Bonner. Yes.
Thank you for that opportunity. I know that today we are going to attempt to remove a section of the language. And I would be remiss if I did not speak from the heart on this particular issue and what's happening here today. I want to make sure that everyone knows that the deepfake bill is an excellent bill. It absolutely should be law, and I am grateful for that, having been a victim of that myself. As far as the age-appropriate design code, I want to make it very abundantly clear for the record that what's happening here today is that some very powerful special interests, particularly in big tech, have decided to make it their mission to go against protecting children online. And I think it's extremely disappointing that they are willing to put profits over our children. And I want that to be on the record, and I want it to be 100% crystal clear that is part of what is happening here today. And I think that it is, I don't know about everyone else, but I can tell you when I talk to parents in my district, what I hear from them is that they are crying out for tools to protect their children online. They see their teenagers struggling with anxiety, depression, cutting behaviors. We have research, internal research from social media companies that not only do they know that they're perpetuating harm, but that they're actually creating it. And they're doing it to sell more ad revenue and make more profits. And so I want the public to know what's happening here and be very crystal clear that today, special interests won the battle, but they will not win the war.
Thank you, Representative Bonner. And I'll just add to that. When I brought deepfakes to the floor of the Senate, I talked about how there was an app that within seconds of it being advertised on social media had the faces of famous actresses being used in pornographic videos. The app was being marketed to children 9 and up. And part of the reason that we saw appropriate to add age-appropriate design to deepfakes is because we can go through and ban every single kind of technology one by one by one and try to go as fast as social media companies can come up with it to harm our children. Or we could put the framework into place that applies consumer protection laws that we have for everything else that young people use to tech as well. And we have seen states ban TikTok, Montana, Utah, which requires all users under the age of 18 to have parental consent. There's a bill in Texas to just ban all people under the age of 18 from using social media. So they want to protect them from the internet. We want to protect them in it, right? That's what Minnesota wants to do. And so, you know, there has been a lot of misinformation spread about age-appropriate design, but you're right. We do hear parents crying out because we know all of the harm that is caused to children online, none of that is illegal. It is not illegal for social media companies to create algorithms to push them to harmful content, to push them towards eating disorder content, to self-harm content, to show them how to do harmful things. There is nothing that bans them from doing that. There's nothing that bans them from creating algorithms that they know harm children. And so we are not giving up on this. You have a lot of pissed off parents sitting at this table. And so I want to state for the record that this is absolutely not the end of the line, and I would be remiss if I did not mention that this bill will come back even more robust. It absolutely will. So I want to thank you for your advocacy. I want to thank Chair Stevenson and Chair Klein for all of their work in their committees in both chambers. And today just represents what is going to be a very strong standalone bill. So any other comments, any other discussion? Okay. So all those in favor of the Representative Stevenson motion to reconsider the motion for May 11th adopting the Conference Committee report, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The motion prevails. Representative Stevenson, do you have another motion?
I do. Madam Chair, I move adoption of the new conference committee report dated May 15th, titled CCR HF 1370A. I think everyone has a copy of that in front of them.
Rep. Stevenson moves the adoption of the new conference committee report. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The motion prevails. That is the business that was the head of this conference committee. We are adjourned.